Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In today's episode, Robert is in for a very challenging day. He just woke up and tried to get out of bed, but he had terrible pain in his back. This was a big surprise. He could not remember injuring himself. Robert does a lot of heavy work, but he couldn't remember any particular injury. This morning when he woke up, everything was fine, but when he tried to get out of bed, he had terrible backache. To make things worse, when he sat up, he sneezed, and the pain at that point not only was in his back, but it went down the back of his right leg. He was miserable. He tried to get out of bed, but the pain was too much, so he fell back into the bed, hoping that the symptoms would go away. What was actually going on with Robert is he was thinking that he was getting older. Robert is 41 years old, almost 42. He has noticed that he is having trouble reading small print, and he has been using magnifying glasses at the store because he is having trouble reading fine print. His coworkers have made fun of him. He's becoming an old man. He didn't like that. So this backache that has kept him in bed this morning is very unwelcome. Really, Robert is quite scared. What about his future? Will he ever get over this? Is it something really bad? He was reading the other day about a fellow with back pain, and it turned out to be cancer. So Robert was now working himself up into a frenzy of worry. But he didn't want to let on to the family what he was worried about, so he kept it bottled up. He didn't let anyone know. Because Robert didn't come down to breakfast, Kathy, who had already gotten up to fix breakfast for the boys, came up to see what was the matter. He did not confide in her what was going on. He kept it bottled up. He said, "Oh, I was just relaxing. I'll be down in a couple of minutes." He was hoping that his symptoms would be better. She went back downstairs to handle some chores in the kitchen, and Robert again tried to get out of bed. The pain was terrible. Eventually, he worked his way downstairs and sat in his chair. Kathy, now very suspicious given his behavior, confronted him with the question, "What is going on?" He said, "Oh, I'm just down in the back. I have a bad backache." She asked if he had hurt himself. He reported no. He ate his breakfast in his easy chair. He didn't want to sit up at the table. It was too uncomfortable. Again, he sneezed, and the pain went down his leg and was terrible. It went all the way down to his foot. It went to the big toe. He'd never had that sensation before. It was like an electrical shock pain going down his leg all the way to his foot. He described that to Kathy. Now she's concerned. She said, "Maybe we should get you to see Doc Ferguson this morning. This doesn't sound like something we want to handle ourselves." After breakfast, she called Dr. Ferguson's office and was offered an appointment for later that morning. After a short wait, which was miserable for Robert sitting in the waiting room, they were taken to an exam room, the two of them. Dr. Ferguson came in and started asking about what he could do to help. Robert explained his symptoms of terrible pain in the back, including the electrical sensation down his leg. And after a few more questions, trying to focus what's going on, Dr. Ferguson examined Robert very thoroughly. What he discovered was that the exam was nearly normal, except that Robert was weak to pull his foot up. He couldn't pull his foot up very well. Robert's reflexes and the rest of his strength was quite good, and his sensation was normal. Dr. Ferguson explained that so far he had identified back pain, mechanical back pain, but there is also irritation of one of the nerve roots in the sciatic nerve. This is sciatica. X-rays were ordered and were done right down the street. Dr. Ferguson received the report from the radiologist that the X-rays were completely normal. When Robert and Kathy came back to Dr. Ferguson's office after the X-ray, they had a conference to discuss what should be done. Dr. Ferguson suspects a ruptured disc, and so their discussion was about how to manage that and what's likely to happen. With this news, Robert was frightened that he was going to need spine surgery. He had talked to people in the past who had undergone spine surgery, and Robert didn't want any spine surgery, no. Kathy asked if it could be something worse. Could it be cancer? When that word came into the conversation, Robert cringed. He was not wanting to hear that word. He already had plenty of fear, and that just made it worse. But Dr. Ferguson was very reassuring. He said, well, you know, at age 41, cancer diagnosis for this would be very unlikely. Dr. Ferguson pointed out that the X-rays were normal and did not suggest a cancer was at work here. It was at this point that Dr. Ferguson appeared to be reading Robert's mind. Dr. Ferguson is a few years younger than Robert, and he seemed to be honing in on Robert's concerns. What he said was, this can usually be managed without surgery. He shared that he was concerned about the weakness of Robert pulling his foot up, but that may be very temporary. They reviewed the treatments available. Dr. Ferguson said, well, there's really nothing that we have for non-operative treatment that's likely to change how this is going to unfold, except to modify your symptoms. So we can use medication for your pain, but it won't speed up the healing process. He explained that during the pandemic, his friends, the spine surgeons, were not really able to operate on people with acute discs, and they were forced to provide non-operative symptom management, and they discovered that a lot of those people got better with the passage of time without surgery. They had shared that information when they were discussing a case in the physician's lounge at the hospital. Dr. Ferguson said, now we would like to avoid narcotics, but if we use narcotics, they should be for a very short period of time. Just a couple of days, not long term. We can use anti-inflammatory medications, for instance, Motrin, but they also have some disadvantages. For instance, this whole class of medication can raise people's blood pressure, can decrease their kidney function, and can cause bad gastrointestinal symptoms, can cause bad stomach upset. Bleeding in the GI tract is a known risk of using those medications, particularly if they're used for a longer period of time or in high doses. With all of this, Kathy was super interested. She had done her reading on this topic in the past and had determined that she would like to avoid using anti-inflammatory medications if possible. She had read about using things like ginger instead of pharmaceuticals to get nearly the same response in terms of symptom improvement. So she asked Dr. Ferguson, what are the alternatives? And he said, well, a lot of people will use a ginger infusion tea instead of these pills. And the reports on that suggest that the symptom control is pretty similar. Kathy was happy to hear that. It coincided with what she had read on the subject. Robert was not familiar with this, so he spoke up and said, you mean I'm here and there really isn't any treatment for this that you recommend? I should just go home and use some sort of home remedy? And Dr. Ferguson was prepared for that. He said, well, we have powerful pharmaceuticals. We have lots of strong drugs, but each one has the potential for benefit, but also the potential for side effects and even harm. Kathy said, you remind me of Dr. Lydgate. And that surprised Dr. Ferguson. He turned quickly to her and he said, Tertius Lydgate from Middlemarch? She said, yes. And Dr. Ferguson smiled and he said, I suppose I have something in common with him, but I would like to avoid his addiction to gambling. Well, that was exactly the right thing to say, because Kathy, who loves literature, had read Middlemarch by George Eliot a long time ago, and she liked the character Dr. Lydgate, but did not like the fact that in the novel, Dr. Lydgate was a compulsive gambler. The plan recommended was that Robert and Kathy go home and try ginger infusion tea and, of course, Tylenol, and see how that goes. A day or two of bed rest might be very helpful as well, or at least taking it easy. Dr. Ferguson asked if Robert needed a note for work and was told no, he's the manager, so he'll just call and tell the staff to carry on. Dr. Ferguson predicted that his symptoms would be much better in a couple of days, but if not, he was very willing to reevaluate. He said, you know, I was taught by one of my professors that if things don't go as expected, I should stay curious. So if your symptoms go away, that's what I expect. If your symptoms persist, then maybe we should look further into this, maybe get an MRI. Kathy and Robert were satisfied with this approach. They went home. Kathy quickly went to the store and got a bunch of ginger root and started making the infusion tea. She got a recipe off the internet. Robert liked it. He also took some Tylenol and reported in the afternoon that he was feeling a little better. At least he could sit up and take his meals at the table. Over a period of about 5 days, Robert's symptoms completely went away. At the end of the week, he was able to go to work and function as normal. He was a little careful about lifting, and he tried to avoid overstressing his back. He realized that things in his back were healing, and he needed to give it a chance to really heal. Kathy was super satisfied with this approach. She was concerned that these symptoms and the visit to the doctor could get a life of its own, requiring a lot of medical testing and maybe even surgery. So she was thrilled with this more common sense approach and the avoidance of the downside of the medication. She also had a new respect for Dr. Ferguson because their visit had shown her that not only does he know a lot about medicine and taking care of people, but he's also familiar with good literature because he has clearly read George Eliot's Middlemarch, which is a fine piece of literature. About a week later, in the evening, after the boys had gone to bed, Kathy looked up from the book she was reading and said, "You know, Robert, we're not getting any younger." Robert was surprised at this remark and looked at her, trying to figure out where she was going to go with this discussion. He said nothing. She said, "I think we need to make sure we're taking very good care of ourselves, that we're eating right and getting exercise and keeping our weight under control, so that as we do get older, we age gracefully and not become chronically ill." Robert was not entirely sure what she had in mind because her remarks were not very specific, but he was certain that she would fill him in on the details as she saw fit. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I encourage comments below, of course, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.